Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one place to another, and I try to get to the point. Today's point, it could be nothing other than, what is going on in Atomic Heart? Today's episode is going to be a kind of quick one. I've got a bit of a nicer traffic day today, but I wanted to talk a little bit about tone in video games. I've been spending, I think I've put about two and a half hours into Atomic Heart right now. You can catch the second episode of that playthrough on the YouTube channel. And man, the vibes in that game are incredible, and the dialogue is bad. And I'm like in the throes of editing and doing my South of Midnight video right now that's about, you know, how the combat is bad, but the story in that game is good. It's a weird thing to play Atomic Heart with South of Midnight on the mind, just this idea that a game can be so, so good in one category and just abysmal in another. But Atomic Heart, holy shit. I'm kind of amazed that people like this game that much. Because it's... is this too mean? I think the dialogue in Atomic Heart is worse than Borderlands. Just fully worse than Borderlands. And here's the reason. I dislike the dialogue in Borderlands. Claptrap is one of the worst inventions of video game kind. But at least they are going for something. Like, the idea that Claptrap is this early 2000s meme speak creature that just is annoying and terrible, like, makes sense. Like, at least the antagonists of, I think, Borderlands 3 are just a bunch of Twitch streamers. Like, at least they are taking the context of the current day and they are doing a really bad version of it, but they're at least using that language for something. And the problem with Atomic Heart is that they're not doing that. Like, what they're doing is they're making a spooky, scary, kind of sort of immersive sim that is, like, very much cribbing from the style of BioShock and, most recently, in that second episode, a lot of Prey, which is interesting because talk about probably the pantheon of top 10 favorite games of all time. Like, those are pretty high up there for me. But Atomic Heart is just, like, doing that, and, like, that's great. Love that. Every part of that is great. I don't necessarily think the swing and the axe is very good, even on, like, I think the babyest difficulty of them all. But, like, the vibes are incredible. Like, they're really knocking it out of the park. Like, it is a very spooky and scary game that has, like, really, really good design to it. And the perfect example of this, you have a boss battle, you defeat this boss battle that was, like, fine, it was nothing great, and you open a door, and you walk into this hallway, and there are just a ton of, like, Control-esque, like, bodies just hovering in the air, you know, wrapped up by these vines or whatever, like, robotic vines. There's a red light at the end of the hallway that is just, like, flashing and pulsing. There's a, like, focus, like, kind of water reflection focus on a sign that says, like, recreation or something, I think. And it looks like the most we stole the voice in Jesse Faden's head is directing your attention somewhere effect. And you walk down this hallway, and there is this haunting lullaby that is playing, and this red light is pulsing, and it's, like, spooky as shit. Like, you just expect something to jump out at you, and all of this is leading up to you walking down this hall past all of these bodies to a door. And you push open the door, and it's another, like, break room, service room. And, like, right before you go in there, your companion who talks too much says something like, oh no, that's Nora, she's dangerous. And you're like, holy shit, we're finally getting our splicer. Like, we've fought all of the Mustache Man robots, and now it's time. There's about to be a real scary robot in this area, or, like, a person who is, like, half biotic and half robotic, and it's, like, really scary and spooky. And you go through the door, and it's one of the break rooms where you can save, and then there's a vending machine that sexually harasses you, picks you up, and is, like, doing crazy innuendo shit at you, and then you, like, I guess, like, titillate her with your glove enough to where she is docile and will now upgrade your weapons. And it's the most jarring thing, where it's like, holy cow, they had something here. Like, they were absolutely cooking with this one scene, and it, like, kicks ass, it's so cool, and then it's just absolutely deflated by the most lame ass red pill incel bullshit that's like, why did we do this? And then I guess it worked, but, like, I was going through, like, trying to find an image of this fucking vending machine that I hate, and I was looking for an image of it on the good old interwebs, and there's just, like, a series of tons and tons of like Reddit threads about, like, holy shit, I didn't expect to be turned on by a vending machine. And, like, there's, like, 9 different layers to that that it's not worth going into. Like, whatever. Like, if you like sexy vending machines, that's fine. Like, have you met my friend Cyberpunk? I guess there's also one in there, too. But, like, I don't understand how the tone of this game can be so rancid, and somehow people continue to eat it up, and, like, there's a sequel. There's a battle royale. There's all of this Atomic Heart shit. And I just, maybe I don't have the, like, what feels like 17-year-old level of, you know, just want to fuck shit up and kill a robot and then at the end say terminated. But, like, that's a bad example. That was pretty cool. But, like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't make sense to me that this game has, like, it is beautiful. Don't get me wrong, this game looks beautiful, and, like, that scene that I'm talking about, like, walking down the hallway, like, it's truly haunting and really cool, but then it's, like, hit at the end with just a, like, bad, like, super distasteful joke, and then you have, like, all of the conversations between the glove, who is your robot companion, and the main character is just, like, bad, just, like, just real, like, big, muscly guy saying, shut up, computer, just give me the data, but, like, not in a good way, like, in a way that someone who's writing a screenplay for the first time when they're 19, like, that's what it sounds like. We're not, like, talking about, like, you could go another way with this, right, where it turns into, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger crazy, like, commando-level schlock, where, like, they say terminated after they kill a robot. But, like, the robots are menacing. Like, the robots are scary. They will hit you, and they will knock you down. And, like, one of them almost chokes you out to death, and an old granny has to save you. You know, like, there are, like, moments of horror with the robots, but then the protagonist just feels like, it feels like a riff tracks almost, where someone is just, like, dubbing in the audio track for this game, and it just says, insert cool guy line here, and it's completely separate from the rest of the acting in the game. Like, the terminated bit is funny because, like, ah, yes, of course, that is what you would say. But there's just, like, there's no amount of weight that is given to the fact that this is a period piece that takes place in 1955, right? Like, when you play BioShock, the Atlas and Andrew Ryan have, like, transatlantic accents. They sound like what you expect people from, you know, the mid-40s to sound like. Like, there is a certain amount of, we're working in a period piece here. Like, they refer to you as old boy, right? Like, there is some of that stuff in there, but in Atomic Heart, it's just like, it's just a guy from 2021 talking into a microphone, like saying 2021 things in a world that is very much not that. And it just like pulls me out of it every single time. And then it also just pulls you out of the like spooky vibes going on. Like, you are in an underground facility that is being laid siege by mustache men who are robots who just want to kill you. Like, it's very, I was talking to a friend a couple weeks ago about this, and this is meant complimentary, but it very much feels like that Will Smith movie, I, Robot. Like, it very much has the, like, cool guy says cool line thing as he fights armies of robots, except you don't have the charm of Will Smith in the early 2000s, and you don't have this, like, emotional story that is going on between him and this one robot. Like, instead, it's just a guy who is kind of racist against robots, and he gets to hit them with a fire axe all the time. And also, it's in, like, alternate history Soviet Russia. And it just feels bad. Like, I so want to love almost everything about this game. And then just the guy talking and, like, you know, remove that from the fact that it sounds like he literally just recorded it separately of everyone else without anyone reading lines. Like, it's just like, we inserted a line here. But, like... Man, it's such a weird thing to just be hit with the most jarring check out this game that would be like a 9 out of 10 in my book already, and then just to get hit with the most like the most terrible dialogue. It's rotten. I will continue playing it because like there's enough of that game stuff that is kind of interesting and fun. And, like, hopefully there is more of the, like, I want more of that spooky, the spooky lullaby stuff and everything. Like, they know, this is the thing that gets me about Atomic Heart, is that they know what they're doing. Like, they know how to structure a scene so that it is tense and suspenseful. And there's, like, a lot of money in, like, good end of, like, sequence cinematics. Like, there's a lot of really good first-person cinematics of, like, big scary robots doing things, but like they just kind of waste it on this weird bad version of like not even Whedonisms, just poorly written dialogue that wouldn't even feel at place in like a Michael Bay movie. It's weird. I don't know. I will continue playing it. I'm liking it enough. And honestly, there's a part of me that's just like, well, you know, kind of, fuck it. I will play this game so you don't have to. You can kind of sit there and see what happens with this thing. Because I do think that this game requires you to just, like, every once in a while, look deeply into a camera and say, you're seeing this shit, right? Because you need to share it with people to be like, this is a game. Like, this is a game that made it to the main stage of SGF to announce two different games, and somehow this is huge. And look at what they've done to my baby BioShock. Look what they've done to him. But yeah, that's Atomic Heart. I'll probably move on from it for now, talking about it on the show, but you should check out those playthroughs. I am at least having fun with the absurdity of it, even when, you know, some of it is just like absolutely rotten. But yeah, thanks for hanging out. I gotta hop on this train and get going with my day. But thanks for hanging out. Check out the things on YouTube. 70% complete on the YouTubes or the website. Yeah, links are in the description, etc. But yeah, have a nice rest of your day. I'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.